hear our music. That there it is. All right, so that usually means everything is okay. 1-855-450-3733 is the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so as usual, plenty of stuff to talk about. Actually, I don't know what the hell there is to talk about. I haven't had a chance to look at any news today whatsoever. I've been in and out of holding tanks and cells and courtrooms and such.
You love yourself a good jail cell, don't you?
No, not really. I mean, it is what it is.
The evidence is to the contrary.
What do you mean the evidence is to the contrary?
You've been to a lot of them in the last couple of years.
Well, it doesn't mean I love it. I mean, I just, I'm an activist, and I don't like backing down when threatened by people.
So tell us the story.
So I was arrested today for so-called disorderly conduct as I went to Palmer, Massachusetts. Now, for those of you that need a little bit of background on this story, you can go to YouTube and type in Palmer, MA. And you will find the first result is what happened last year when Pete Ayer and myself, Pete from CopBlock.org, Michelle, actually, you came out.
I did. Mark was there also.
Mark was there. JJ.
I never get credit. That.
Well, you Mark didn't go to the town offices with Pete and I. The two of you did not go. You guys went to
the house.
Basically, what was happening is the town of Palmer was taking a house from somebody who's a listener of this show. I don't know if he's a Free State Project participant, but he is someone who's come up and visited at the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few times. And
he was there this year.
He was there, he was there this year.
His
brother is a rocker. He Josh Noon is his brother in the Josh Noon and the Federal Crimes, a great, great band here in the Northeast. And so his name's Jay Noon, and his house was taken from him last year from the town of Palmer. They claim that he owes them property taxes. He says that, basically that there's no obligation for him to pay those taxes and that he owns his own property. And so he's, by the way, a volunteer firefighter, so it's not like he's not giving back to the community.
Also, his volunteer fire department gives a stipend, and as I understand, that stipend is enough to cover the taxes or darn close to covering the taxes, but he won't take the stipend, so he... You know, frankly,
he essentially gives back to the town.
It's
whatever,
a bookkeeping thing.
Exactly.
I mean, this is all about bookkeeping. They've taken the man's house, kicked him out over bookkeeping.
Well, you can say what you want, Mark. If you don't pay taxes, this is what happens. If you don't pay property taxes, they send men with guns to take you from your home, and then they call it theirs. Because it's actually theirs to begin with, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to get away with this. So he didn't pay his rent, known as property taxes. They went and they attempted to take it from him. We went down to try to block that from happening by, bringing people to his house. And that worked for a short period of time.
A year ago, you're referring to that.
Yeah, this was back
right.
A year ago. And over a year ago, it was during the summertime when we went down to kind of occupy the property, so to speak.
Yeah.
The bureaucrats did not show up on that day. It was several months later when they showed up.
They skulked about.
Yeah, they showed up at some point when no one was there except for Jay, I think, and they evicted him. They removed him from the property. And then it was just today when they finally got around to actually tax sailing the house. And a tax sale is when the government takes your house for unpaid property taxes, whatever arbitrary amount. They then bring it to an auction, and then it's sold to the highest bidder. The money that is paid toward the house first goes to satisfy the taxes that are so-called owed on the property. So in Jay's case, his property owed $36,000 or something like that in the 30s. The auction today actually only netted about $19,000. So the town still doesn't, they still didn't get the money, the full amount of money they were looking for.
But they don't lose anything because it's their property. I mean, what did they
right.
lose?
No,
their attorneys were on staff. I mean, it's just $19,000 they're getting.
No. Somebody went there and, a group of folks went there to bid, and another group of folks went there to inform those people that they were bidding on what was essentially stolen property.
How was that received? I'm really interested. I mean, I always expect the government, the state, to act like the state, but it always surprises me when, the looky-loos or the passerbys or the people involved do nothing.
Well, they were informed when they went to... There were two parts to what happened today. Part one was to go to the open house that they were having at the location where people who were interested buyers could come in and take a peek around, look at the place, before they actually went to the bidding process. So it was there that each of the potential buyers were informed that they... were bidding, if they did bid on this, that they were bidding on stolen property and that Jay Noone was going to include them in a lawsuit that he is planning on filing against the town of Palmer.
Has the property and the house been appraised? What was the appraised value?
I think the town was claiming it was worth $160,000.
And it sold for $19,000, and this man, the house was paid in full.
That's right.
So he's out whatever his equity in his home was.
Yeah, he's out of all that, sure. And so the potential bidders were informed by a group of folks that were outside the house. They had actually taken the front. Now, this is a fairly small front yard, Marcus. You may recall it's like right on Main Street. The yard's maybe 6 feet from.
Yeah, it's like an old row house sidewalk. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a duplex. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're right there, right out in front of the house. They had actually taken traffic cones and coned off one of the sides of the yard and told folks that that was the protest area. Most people did not go in the protest area.
Boy, they don't know who they're talking to there.
Police officers were out. When we got there, there were cops there. They had their zip ties, the big white zip ties that they have.
God,
they had those in their back pocket.
You were going to jail zip ties?
They were giving me the silent treatment. I had a video camera there, member of the media, and bring my video camera with me.
Did any of the firemen that he's a volunteer fireman with, did any of them show up?
I don't know. I mean, if they were there, they weren't there in firemen's uniforms or anything like that. So I'm not sure about that.
Hmm.
But
you think they'd come, right?
I don't know. I imagine they feel differently depending. So you
some
mean,
would
come to defend him.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a volunteer firefighter, you're showing up to these calls.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from, but on the other hand, then you don't want to upset the city people, do you? They might come after you.
They might defund the fire department, too.
Sure. So police were there. They were not talking. I was trying to ask them, some questions about what was going on. They did not want to chat.
What about the people, the bidders, the potential bidders?
They were just going in, looking at the house, and they didn't really have much to say to...
Were you in the role of the press here or in the role of a protester?
I was in the role of the press asking questions of folks out there.
So, what I want to know is, did any of these people think that there was going to be any kind of repercussions beyond a lawsuit? I mean, there's a lot of upset and passionate people there.
You mean as far as were they, do you think they were threatened or something?
I would never buy this house. If I just showed up there and there were a bunch of rabid sort of nut jobs running around the yard, talking about, there's going to be a lawsuit, we're going to get you, they've stolen this property, that kind of thing. I would never buy this house because and that's probably the reason that the bid was so low is because I would never buy this thing. I'd be afraid that they'd come in and murder my family.
Well,
I want nothing to do with it.
We would know more about
Manson gang or something.
I would be able to tell you more about the bidding process, but no one was allowed in what was supposed to be a public auction who was not a pre-qualified bidder.
You knew that was going to happen.
Was going to happen. I was shocked by that.
I thought you predicted it. I'm sorry.
I don't recall predicting that.
Okay.
But because on the auctioneer's website, it says it was a public auction, meaning the public is supposed to be allowed to be in there, that you should be able to observe it if it's public, even if you aren't a qualified bidder.
Qualified buyer.
Even if you didn't come with a $5,000 cashier's check in your hands, which is what you have to have. You have to have cashier's check for $5,000 and a photo ID from the government in order to be a qualified bidder on this home. And back in summer of last year, when Pete and I went down to the town hall offices, we found out they were having a tax sale that day.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go in and sit in on that tax sale at that time. Now, they weren't tax sailing Jay's property a year ago. It was just a coincidence that we just happened to be in town on the day they were having a tax sale.
Yay.
So we were able to go into that tax sale. We were able to go in and sit down with video cameras.
Now you know why you're not allowed into this tax sale.
Oh, sure. I'm sure that was a factor. So 855-450-FREE. I haven't gotten to the arrest portion yet. So 855-450-3733.
Poor Jay.
Poor Jay, indeed. And his house has been sold now to what people believe is the next-door neighbor. That's what we believe. It's who we believe won that tax sale. But more coming up about what happened. I was put in handcuffs. I was arrested. Not actually, I wasn't handcuffed till later, but I'll tell you the details here. 855-450-FREE.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include a mobile site. If you have a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. And you can get a quick access to our live streams there. All completely free, of course. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show in live streaming format. In addition to that, you can link into our podcast from there. Go once again to m.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll be able to link to the software that you need to listen to those live streams if you don't already have that. Once again, that's all over at m.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so once again, 855-453 is the toll-free number. Kind of recapping for you what happened today as activists came down from New Hampshire to Massachusetts to support one of our own, so to speak, Jay Noone, who is somebody who's called the show a few times in the past, also somebody who is a real hero of mine. I mean, he's the only person I've ever, you know, that I know of. I guess his dad is doing it too, but the Noone family are the only people that I've ever known who have refused to pay property tax.
I didn't pay property tax either.
Really? When was
this?
On
either of my homes, the one in Rancho Santa Fe. Oh, I, yeah. Or in Squaw Valley, or in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, okay. And did they take those homes from you?
No, I was able to sell them. But, you know, I was talking to Mark about this earlier because it was kind of like one of those things where there was like a glitch and I kept walking through a door. But things have caught up with me now. As you, I told you the other day that my bank account's been levied and I can no longer own have a bank account.
I see.
You know, and so, yeah, the walls, it's closing in.
Right. Okay. So I'm sorry I didn't include you, Michelle.
But I mean, still.
I didn't know you at the time.
Right.
When you weren't paying those taxes.
Right, right. And so, I mean, yeah, it's absolutely crazy when, you know, there's this heightened... I was able to get below the radar because, I mean, things were, you know, the state was flush. California wasn't bankrupt. Now that it's bankrupt and now that, you know, there's a shortage of money and the government, they're tightening its reins. It's amazing that, you know, the rate at which the government is employing people. I mean, Obama just hired, what, 6,000 new IRS agents.
That's good for the economy, right? It's yeah. More jobs.
Right. So mm-hmm. Yes. So I mean, there aren't people to work and open up small businesses to hire, you know, 10 or so high school age kids or kids that have just graduated from college. But there are plenty of work if you want to be a cop or a IRS agent.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of expansion in the right. State employees, that's for sure. And they had plenty of cops out today as a group of activists came out to help support Jay Noone as the town of Palmer, Massachusetts was planning on tax sailing his home today. So at first, folks showed up at the home itself when they were having an open house just to, you know, for instance, there was a sign there that David, local activist from Keene, was holding. It said, I think it was taxes, excuse me, I'm a little loopy right now. I've had the equivalent of a cereal bar today.
We're going to get you some food here.
Yes, I have food. I just haven't had a chance to shovel it in my mouth as of this point. But it was some sort of anti-tax sign.
And for those of you that watch on the cam,
tax sales are theft.
You know that Ian does, in fact, sometimes shovel his food. So if you want to be entertained.
I don't know if it's that entertaining. But anyway.
So it said taxation is theft?
It said tax sales are theft.
Tax sales are theft.
That's what was going on.
Sure.
And so no one was arrested. No one was really threatened with arrest at the home. There was one police officer who pulled up down the street and was recording video from inside his vehicle. I approached that officer. I actually didn't know he was recording video until I got somewhat close. And he was sitting there with his video camera. And as I got closer, he just sat there with his video camera.
Did you tell him you weren't a public official?
Straight at me. I don't mind. People can record me. It doesn't bother me. You know, I'm in a public place, go ahead.
Yeah, and they can record you out of the front of their car. I don't see why they can't just sit there with a camera.
But he was very rude, this man. He did not tell me what his name was. I asked him what his name was. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that if you encounter a government bureaucrat, especially a police officer, that they should identify themselves if you ask them to.
Aren't they supposed to identify themselves if you ask?
Well, I actually contacted the department. I called the department to talk to a superior officer and inquire regarding that. You know, in Massachusetts, do your officers have to identify themselves? And I was told that they must identify themselves by either their name or badge number. And I was told that his badge number was badge number one, because I identified what car he was in. I said, well, which officer is this? Badge number one.
Interesting.
And I asked, I said, well, this man has not identified himself. And at that point, I asked the man again what his name was, and he said badge number one. And he was not giving me any more information beyond that. So, very rude. I, you know, again, was there just kind of getting different shots of what was going on, interviewing people, interviewing neighbors, asking them what they thought. One of the neighbors, for instance, was very supportive of what was going on with Jay. And apparently the next door neighbor
was supportive of Jay, but not supportive of what was happening to him.
Correct.
Okay.
Supportive of Jay. The next door neighbor apparently was not. He was one of the ones who was there at the bidding process and allegedly ended up with the... with it. So we go down to the town of Palmer offices for the high noon tax sale. They were supposed to be registering people at 11:30. We showed up right around then, and a group of us went inside. There was a sign on the front door that said something like, video recording not allowed in town offices.
That wasn't going to go anywhere.
And this is the very same town office. Again, if you look on YouTube for Palmer, MA, Palmer, Massachusetts, you will find the original video, which shows that Pete Aaron and I went all throughout the hallways in that place with video cameras, and were not threatened once for doing that.
That was before the Glick case.
Yeah, it was, actually. Yeah. And when I inquired of the police chief about the change in policy, he claimed that they had had a new legal opinion. So somebody, some lawyer told them that, yes, you can absolutely restrict cameras, and here's what you do. You know, arrest him for disorderly conduct or something like that. Now, to the police chief's credit, he was a relatively cool-headed person who was easy to converse with. You know, he still did him and his agents did the wrong thing by arresting a member of the media and charging me with, you know, criminal action. But at least he wasn't, you know, a hard ass, I guess you could say. So, and actually, he might be listening tonight. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
We're going to sue you, Robert.
I don't think that he would be able to be sued. I think it would be the town of Palmer.
No. Did you read the Glick decision? I'm sorry. You need to read the Glick decision. Those police officers are individually liable.
So he would be liable as the chief, even though he didn't make the arrest?
Oh, whoever made the arrest.
Yeah. So, speaking of the arrest, I have the video. And
I thought you were saying that he had done the arrest.
No. He was there, though, and I had a lengthy conversation with him. So there's more to the story, obviously. Of course, if you want to chime in about your experiences recording the police.
I would love to hear from Jay.
What might have happened. I think he might be calling in point here tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. I'll give you the audio from the arrest video, and I haven't had a chance to put it online yet, but that'll happen, too. Free Talk Live.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you, and we give them away. They are including the news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it via email if you sign up for the email list, or perhaps you prefer Facebook and Twitter. You can get on and follow us on either one of those. Go to news.freetalklive.com to accomplish this. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival or shooting gear, I mean, it's hunting season right now in some places in the United States. The place to go to get the name brands that you want to get at the best prices is manventureoutpost.com. At ManVentureOutpost.com, they've got everything that the outdoor enthusiast might be interested in, whether it's ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever you might need, they've got it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They'll get you your stuff fast. Some prices, in fact, you know, they're lower than the manufacturers will let you advertise. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so we're talking about my arrest today and also what happened outside of that, which is the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, took a man's home from him officially, finally. They had already taken it physically, and now they have gone through the tax sale process and transferred what they believe is proof that they own it to the new so-called owner, all of whom will be brought into a federal lawsuit by the previous owner or the man who believes he still owns it. As far as I'm concerned, he does, but... You know, possession is 9/10 of the law, so to
ownership's
speak.
A funny thing.
He's not living in it, and at this point, he won't be because, well, that would result in more criminal charges, and I'm sure that he doesn't want that. In fact, he's on the line with us now. Jay Noon is there in Massachusetts. Jay, appreciate you sticking around today as you and your friends from Massachusetts and our friends from Keene basically hung out all day waiting for the system to process me through it, which may not have actually ended up happening, but I was able to make it into court before their 2:30 cutoff time, was arrested around 11:30 in the morning. I did finally make it out there just in time, basically. Otherwise, I'd have spent a night in whatever nasty jail they have there in whatever county we were in Massachusetts. So, Jay, you're on with Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
And, okay.
Thank
Hi,
you
Jay.
For coming down to the supporting me today. I mean, that's that's big of you guys. But you know, that's one thing. People who move to the Shire or want to be get involved with Liberty is they're going to find out other liberty-minded people are going to come and support them.
Yeah, and this was out of the way. I mean, I had hoped that we would have more people come out from New Hampshire, but one, it's in Massachusetts. Two, it's in Massachusetts. Three, well, you get my point. But yeah, some people did come down from Keene, which was good. But
I'd have been there if I didn't have a doctor's appointment. But that
I'm not on Facebook.
Well,
so, Jay, I want to ask you something about your strategy here. Did you at any point, I understand that you owned the house outright. Is that correct?
But actually, technically not outright. There's still a note on it that I'm paying.
Oh, okay.
I bought it from a private guy. There is no commercial mortgage. And actually, the guy I bought it from is really cool. The original agreement was to pay him $1,000 a month towards the mortgage. And ever since I've been kicked out of there, he's been like, well, just pay me whatever you can. And I've given him $500 a month, pretty much most months. A couple of times I had some good things going on, and I've given him a little over $1,000 here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I
didn't realize that. I thought you had already paid the private loan off. I apologize for that. And also, I said I wasn't sure if you were a Free State Project participant. I'm told that you are.
Yeah, actually, I signed up for Free State Project 4 or 5 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. I signed on, and I think because I went on the website and signed on, and it was back when there was like there wasn't many signers, maybe a couple thousand.
Yeah, we've got 13,000 people now that have signed on to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, it's pretty exciting.
Did you at any point consider doing like one of two things, like actually physically moving the house and taking
How
it to another
that?
Property?
You
it's can
done.
Up and move houses. Yeah,
I used to do with oxen, man.
Right, and then
wow.
the other thing is, did you consider incurring a bunch of debt on it, putting a second and a third, and then declaring bankruptcy after?
All them options have been thrown at me, but that's just like we were talking about that at lunch today while we were eating lunch and Ian was starving to death in a cage.
They didn't give you a bologna sandwich?
I got nothing.
Yeah, they didn't feed the poor guy. And there ain't much there to start with. I mean, you know.
That's a skinny joke.
You have to go a few days. But we were talking, because the guy I was talking with that came to support me, Steve is his name, he had mentioned, you ought to put a lien on this place. And we were talking earlier about, how come a demo didn't use, the Glick decision or something, or some other things, and you were saying a demo didn't want to use any loopholes. Well, I guess I'm kind of guilty of the same thing.
I am all about the loopholes now.
In a way, I have the title clouded with my land patent that I've updated and has been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing on all of this is I've asked that tax collector, hey, how did you convert my private property into real estate? He can't explain it. In fact,
what you told me today, Jay, was that when this goes to trial, you're going to file a lawsuit in federal court on this against the town of Palmer as well as the, I believe, the lawyer that they had involved. But you said that they're going to have to answer the question as to how property taxes came to be existing, or what was it exactly?
Yeah, first off, they don't tax private property. What they tax is real estate. And the deed that I got from the man I bought the house from, the word real estate is not on the deed. They don't tax private property. They tax real estate. And what's been dug up by some pretty smart guys already in Florida and New Mexico and Michigan, some guys have really gotten into the statutes, which I'm just starting to really get into in Massachusetts here, is they cannot tax your home. They cannot tax your domicile. You have a right to a home, a right to a place to live. You have a right to a shelter.
You have a right to travel, too, but you keep having my vehicles taken. So, I mean,
I have a right to be the free press, and I have my camera taken and was thrown in a cage for that today. So, I hope you'll keep us in the loop, Jay, as far as your lawsuit and how it proceeds, because I think we all have the world in our mind that we would like to live in, where we do have the right to private property and the right to travel and the right to be the free press. But we see all of those supposed rights denied left and right, and it is just so frustrating. And I know, Michelle, you were about in tears during the last break.
I'm over it. I'm so sick of this. And like the whole country is tuning in to watch these two men have a cockfight with millions and millions and millions of dollars behind them, with their handshakes and their smiles and their slick conversations, and they're part of the same club, and none of us get to belong. And it's not about just how much money you have, because I had lots some money, and I was not going to be part of that little clique there, no matter what I did. And these rules are made; they don't have to abide by them, but all the rest of us do. And the deck is completely stacked against us. And I'm tired. I'm really, really, really tired.
Jay Noon, will you do us a favor? Keep us in the loop as this develops, because it's not over.
I will, and this is why I'm bringing us to a federal court, and this is why they have to explain this to a federal jury. And
look forward to hearing the details when you file the case. Let us know what happens, Jay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate all your courage and you standing up for the right to own property in this country. You're the only person who's doing it in this time frame. Thank you. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Bring up your thoughts and more of the story coming up.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, I would recommend that you drop on into the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in a few bucks a month, $5. We'll take that in. We invest it into the show. Get on more radio stations, more internet connections around the world. Bring more internet listeners on board and radio listeners and introduce new people to the ideas of liberty. And folks out there, a lot of them could really use that. Like the police officers at the town of Palmer today, who arrested me because I was video recording. Now, they're going to claim that it was disorderly conduct, and I actually have their police report here that I will read for you, because it's silly. And then we'll play the audio from the video file from my camera, and you can tell me if you think the report matches up with what it is that actually happened.
Okay.
But I love disorderly this conduct seems to be like a catch-all.
It
for
any
time you are not acting in compliance with whatever it is they're telling you to do, whether or not what they're telling you to do is a lawful order in the first place.
Right. It's contempt of unlawful and arbitrary
and
orders.
And I'm like,
by,
yes,
you know, supposed
I do
authorities.
Hold you in contempt, jerk.
Right. Well, that's the thing is they can just, at this point, they could just do whatever they want. Remember, these badges and the guns that they go along with them. In Massachusetts, you're completely unarmed, so there's, you know, they're the only ones that get to wear guns, and those badges confer the power. Basically, they can do whatever they want. But, unfortunately, yeah, it looks like they stepped in a big old cow pie here, and everybody who was involved in this arrest could very well be sued, Ian.
We'll see. I mean, I'm going to talk to Glick, who was the behind Glick.
They can always be sued, but it looks like they're going to lose.
Sued.
They just need to look at this Glick decision themselves. I mean,
oh, and then turn that into bringing it before the people of Palmer and saying, look at what you're getting to pay for. Look at how your tax dollars are being used.
I've done this before with people of a given town, and they always blame you.
Right.
Oh, you're
making the
us.
Police
you're
do
making
that.
Us, you're making it so they're coming after us. You know what?
Right.
Screw you, people of Palmer. This is what you've allowed your cops to turn into.
That's what
Sorry.
I was told today was I was the one who was choosing to go to trial. And we can get to the courtroom situation here in a moment. But Ty's actually on the line. He's got something else on his mind on the amp lines. Hey, Ty.
Hey, I wanted to kind of talk about voting a little bit, you know, that season. I also want to just kind of mention, not trying to stroke your guys' ego or anything, but you guys have actually quite a bit of an influence. This show, Free Talk Live, anyway, not necessarily you guys in particular, have quite an influence on people out here, speaking for myself, because I think a lot of my opinions about voting have been shaped by discussions that have gone on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
And I have come to the conclusion that I'm never going to vote against anybody again. That's the way I guess that's where I was before. But now I'm at the point where, yeah, I'll vote for somebody if I know for sure that they are completely liberty-minded, which pretty much means I'll never vote for anybody, you know.
At least while you're in Tennessee, probably that's the case.
But. Yeah.
But Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker are not exactly libertarian-minded men.
Yeah, but up here in New Hampshire, there are plenty of liberty-minded folks that are running for political office. I'm one of them.
But I am going to vote.
Yeah.
But I'm only going to vote on issues.
Okay.
Now, by the way, you're saying that we have a big
influence.
Sorry, Ty. You're saying we have a big influence, but this is all you. I mean, you're coming to the conclusion you're coming to, and it's cool, but I vote for the lesser of two evils at times. I mean, when I've got two crappy candidates and that's all that's on the ballot, I pick between the lesser of two evils. So,
I'll be doing that for state senate this year.
The conclusion you come up to is your own. It's not Free Talk Live's. Free Talk Live talks about things. We discuss issues in a way.
I'm not saying you guys made up my mind.
Okay.
You've influenced me because I had determined that I wasn't even going to vote for anything. I wasn't going to vote at all. But Ian brought up the fact that there may be something on the ballot that you could vote for or against that has a possibility of enhancing liberty in some small way.
Where are you in Tennessee?
There. I'm in the Memphis area.
I moved up here from Nashville, and when I was down there, there were quite a few people, and in general, who are people who are liberty minded and they're survivalists and they're self reliant and independent. That was in Nashville on the outskirts. What's it like in Memphis? I mean, do you have?
It's more. There's a lot more. It's a lot more blue, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more people that are on welfare and believe in big government here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, to me, my main point that I was trying to get to is that I'm going to go to the ballot box, and I'm only going to vote on things that look to me like they have some influence on liberty. And if there isn't anything, then I won't vote.
Well, part of the problem, though, with the voting process, though, I mean, once you vote for someone and they go to office, and you hear this time and time again, is that there is so much compromise involved in getting things passed and doing favors for one another and mm-hmm. fine, I'll vote yay on this if you vote yay on mine kind of thing. And so, I just think the whole thing's dirty, and I did confess about a couple months ago or something that, getting involved within the system. However, I said in New Hampshire.
Right, right. Yeah,
in
it's
New
really
Hampshire,
dirty.
Where people,
I'm also saying I'm not going to vote for any person.
Right.
There's, so they can compromise or whatever they want to do. Most of the time they compromise their principles.
But you said that if somebody was liberty-oriented, you would vote for them, right?
Right. But they're, I mean, completely. Most likely they're not going to be a politician if they are.
You're absolutely right. Most likely that is the case, although up here in New Hampshire.
I've got to say that Mark Warden, the winner of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's Legislator of the Year Award.
And the number one target for the Democrats in this state to take him out.
Well, yeah.
He's a pretty principled guy. In the unlikely event that I have somebody like that here, I will vote for them. But it's not very likely.
Ty, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good luck out there. And have fun at the ballot box. We've got some of those issues, too, on the ballot in New Hampshire. One of them is to ban the income tax forever. Is that right? A constitutional amendment?
Constitutional amendment, which would make it a higher threshold to bring about.
I thought it was a ban on it as a constitutional amendment. I thought
yes.
It was. So meaning they would have to re-amend the Constitution.
Correct.
In order...
the same way that alcohol was banned in the United States at one point.
I gotcha. So, here in New Hampshire, we've got liberty-oriented candidates all across the state, and so you absolutely can vote for principle up here. But Ty's right. Most places, that's just not an option. And even a lot of the libertarian so-called candidates like Gary Johnson don't know principle if it hit them in the face. And by the way, I was talking with Daryl Perry about the
debate.
Well,
it's really hard to be a principled candidate, I'd say. I mean, it takes a long time to get there.
Okay. I think you should be principled before you become a candidate, but that's, my opinion. Anyway, Daryl Perry said that he thought that the Green Party lady, Jill Stein, won the debate, by the way.
I thought, okay, so I'm going to go be a pundit on this this panel for the next debate, likely.
Yeah, I heard that.
And so I'm not going to give my opinion, but I disagree.
Okay. Well, there's going to be some kind of a vote, right, to determine who the top
two candidates
are?
Jill Stein and Gary Johnson have already won that one.
Oh, interesting. Okay, well, that's good to know. So we'll keep you in the loop, Mark. When's that happening, the 30th?
It's the 30th, yeah.
Okay, so we'll let you know as that develops. Mark's going down to, where's that, D.C.?
Yeah, Washington, D.C. I've heard of the place.
Very cool. So 855-450-FREE.
Dirty.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. So I was arrested today at...
It looks like Gary Johnson won by more than 10,000 votes. Over,
oh, really?
Over Jill Stein.
Interesting.
It's nice that everybody's got their opinion, but,
Palmer Town Hall is where I was arrested this morning at approximately 11:30, and I have the police department's statement here that I'm going to share with you. You'll get their perspective on what happened, and then you'll get the actual audio of what happened, because as we talked about last night, Mark, and you were getting very upset at me for suggesting that cops tell lies sometimes. Two nights ago, whenever it was. It was recently. I didn't say they tell lies all the time. I said that they do have a tendency to tell lies. And maybe it's because they don't remember accurately. That's certainly a possibility. Maybe it's a misinterpretation.
If I could have downloaded this at the house, because I know what you said, and it was the cops lie.
Yeah, cops do have a tendency to lie. That's
absolutely
that's
true. Not the statement. Cops lie.
Cops are trained to lie. Mark.
Cops lie. It could be a true statement in that every cop, as is every human being, has told a lie once. And that's a true statement.
I didn't say
it's
cops always lie.
A misleading statement in that you believe that every cop is lying most of the time.
I did not say that. You put those words in my mouth, and I don't appreciate you doing that.
No, no. But that's what you said.
That cops lie most of the time?
Lie.
I did not say they lie most of the time.
I'm just quoting you.
You keep putting those words in my mouth, and it's not true.
You.
I said cops lie.
That's right.
Because they do have a tendency to do that, and they've been trained to lie. Anyway, I don't know if he's lying here in his report. We'll see what you think. Maybe it's just misremembering the facts. Maybe it's misreporting the facts as they happen. But we'll talk a little bit more about what happened when I was arrested. Play the audio for you as well. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
25 years,
is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The unprepared or beprepared.com.